I'm here with Charles Atha of personal injury solicitors Atha & Co. to find out whether it's faster to settle a non-fault accident claim through your insurance company.
There's no way of telling, as every case is different. But what I will say is that settling quickly may not be in your best interest. I wouldn't want to recommend you settle quickly for, say, £2,000, when, if argued properly, a claim may be worth much more.
Well, I know who I'd choose to look after me, Charles.
Choose the one you know, Atha & Co.
Call Middlesbrough, treble 2575, or text advice to 81400 now.
HospitalChoices.co.uk is the new website where you can review your stay and have a chance to win a weekend for two worth £1,500. All you need to do is visit the website and review your hospital stay. Go to hospitalchoices.co.uk.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. Pharma Nord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989. Or visit pharmanord.co.uk. Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
Ready. Serving the James Cook University Hospital, Middlesbrough, and beyond. This is Southside.
And it's fantastic as we celebrate the entry into the world of August 2010, as far as the Gregorian calendar at least is concerned, to actually welcome back the full-time chaplain for, of course, the James Cook University Hospital, the team leader of the fantastic chaplaincy team, of course, Reverend Malcolm Mosterman. How are you, Malcolm?
I'm very well, and it's lovely to be with you in this 1st of August day, as you just said.
Well, yeah, sometimes the dates sort of pass us by, and obviously there are the biggies, the December the 25th and the January the 1st and so on, and other equivalents, but I just thought, August the 1st, it's an important month, it's time to celebrate that health either side of things. It's a month in many ways for reflecting, and hopefully if people are fortunate to actually take some holiday time, take some vacation, not to feel guilty about that, but to realise that whether you're travelling far or wide or whether you're just going internally, there is something which is actually quite special and important about the vacation concept.
Absolutely, and for many people, the first week of the school holidays is now over. For those of in higher education like you, Alex, then it's a few weeks into your term, but into the closure of your last term. So it's very much a holiday time. It's very much a holiday time for us here in the hospital. A lot of staff will be going on holiday. A lot of the doctors and nurses will be trying to get time with their families. So there is very much a sense of a rest and recuperation and a time to be with those they love. Now, that's easy for those of us who are able to go on holiday, but clearly a lot of the people who may be listening to this broadcast are those who have had no chance for a holiday, who are in hospital. But maybe that can be used as a time of reflection and a time of recuperation to gain strength in order to go back into the community. And I'm struck by this time of August because later this week we will celebrate the Transfiguration. And for those of you who may be wondering what the Transfiguration is, it's when Jesus went up onto the mountain with his disciples and he was transfigured in front of them and they realized just who he was. But Jesus went up alone to be apart up to the mountain with his closest disciples and left the others behind. And it's important to recognize that Jesus took those opportunities to find peace and to find opportunity to pray and to build up his strength for what lay ahead. And I think that's very much the image of a holiday, that we have that little bit of a top up in order to come back refreshed and revigored, revitalized in order to live our lives. And for those who are in hospital where you can't do that, your time in hospital may be an opportunity for you to reflect on your life and to maybe make some changes in your life, and also a time to become more healthy, one hopes, with the care that you get here in the James Cook Holiday Hospital. Holiday, I'm stuck with holidays.
Interesting Freudian slip there. Thanks, I'm sure Alex. It's a good way of actually celebrating staff morale as well if we start talking about the James Cook Holiday Centre.
I told you we shouldn't go out live with this broadcast, with the James Cook Hospital, to use that time to recharge our batteries in order to come back regenerated and refreshed for the work that we have. And as I say, for patients, they don't have that opportunity. But it is an opportunity to still reflect and to build upon the care that you get here in order to be able to live more fully and more acceptably to you, I would hope, in your community.
And maybe also take that very important journey within as opposed to without. Sometimes, actually, if we journey within, we find even more fascinating, amazing things we didn't realise, just to actually have that moment of calm and reflection, really.
Absolutely. And for many people coming into hospital, it is an opportunity to reflect. Why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve this? This does not seem fair. Those are the sorts of questions I hear every day as I'm out about in the hospital. And it is that opportunity to reflect upon what's important in your life. How can I make sure that I live that, the things that are important in my life, and not to impose someone else's opinions, but to reflect fully on what's important for you.
Malcolm, it's very important message you raised there, and also on a very significant day, this is going to be the first, we hope it's going to be the first of many, actually, a whole series of Malcolm Osterman podcasts, obviously on our Southside Broadcasting podcast site, etc. I know that people have listened to you in times past on various podcast specials and so on, but as you've just had a look at the website, it's hopefully more streamlined now, so people can obviously play this back again, listen to them. But have you got any messages for, shall we say, the broader audience, folk who might be listening to this, having downloaded it? They could be listening on their MP3 player, their portable devices, their CDs, whatever, in essence.
I think the message would be very similar to what I started with it being a holiday time. This is an opportunity, a holiday season, to recharge the batteries within ourselves. And very quickly we'll be back at work, and the opportunities of reflection may be gone because we're back into the hurly-burly of life. But sometimes we need to get back in touch with those peace, that quietness, that opportunity to reflect on my life and what I want to do with my life and how I can make that as meaningful as I may want it to be for myself or for my family or for one's church or one's faith community or for the community at large.
Reverend Malcolm Osterman, full-time chaplain and team leader. It's a combination of titles in many ways, obviously, for the James Cook University Hospital.
Yes, I think the official title is lead chaplain and chaplaincy manager.
Thank you. This is it. I had a similar challenge when we were doing an interview with the Minister for Lifelong Learning and Further Education recently, John Hayes, our first government minister we actually featured for a wee while. So it's always important we get the protocol established. That's important. Malcolm, it's been fabulous as ever. Hope to speak to you again in September.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be speaking to you, and may all of those who are in hospital or at home be able to use this month of August as a time of that reflection. Thank you.
Charles Ather of Ather & Co. has important information for anyone injured in an accident at work. Go on, Charles.
Many people don't realise that in law, employers have a huge duty of care. Even if your actions contributed to the accident, you may still be able to claim compensation.
So even if you think you may have been partly to blame...
Yes, talk to us, and we'll be able to advise on whether you have a claim.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text CLAIM to 81400 now. That's CLAIM to 81400 now. Choose the one you know.